今天的经文是提摩太后书第一章八到十八节。提摩太后书第一章八到十八节，你不要以给我们的主所见证为耻，也不要以我这为主被困的为耻，总要按神的能力，以我为福音同受苦难。神救了我们，以圣召召我们，不是按我们的行为，乃是照他的旨意和恩典。这恩典是万古之先在基督耶稣里献给我们的，赐给我们的。但如今藉着我们救主耶稣基督的显现才表明出来了，他已经把死废弃，藉着福音将不能坏的生命彰显出来。我为这福音奉派做传道的，做使徒，做师伯，为这缘故我也受这些苦难。然而我不以为耻，因为知道我所信的是谁，也深信他能保全我所交付他的，直到那天。你从我听的那顿真话语的规模，要用在基督耶稣里的信心和爱心常常守着。从前所交托你的上道，你要靠做那住在我们里面的圣灵牢牢守着。反在亚细亚的人都离弃我，这是你知道的，其中有非基路和黑摩奇尼。愿主怜悯阿尼斯福一家的人，因他立次使我敞快，不以我的链锁为耻。凡倒在罗马的时候尽情地找我，并且找着了。愿主使他在那日得主的怜悯。他在以弗所怎样多多地服侍我，是你明明知道的。
你好，
你好。
It's always a privilege to come and speak and sing and pray with you all.
对我来说是一个特殊的权利，能够来到这里啊，一同的敬拜，一同的唱歌，一同的分享神的话语。
I'm still yet to learn Mandarin.
我现在仍然在学中文。
So I'm very thankful for Liambo as well.
谢谢，非常谢谢 Red.
Let me pray.
我们首先祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your word.
天父，谢谢你为你的话语，谢谢你。
That this is you speaking to us.
谢谢你，你要向我们的心灵说话。
And so we ask now that as we come to look at your word,
当我们今天来打开你话语的时候，
we ask that you might give us hearts to hear and respond to what it is you have to say.
你给我们圣灵，让我们来回应你的话语。
And that you may receive all the glory through what our lives do. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
There are times in life that we need courage to trust our God. There will be times when people ridicule us, exclude us, separate us, desert us, and even deny us.
尤其是当人们嘲笑我们，排斥我们，给我们割离，把我们割离开，漠视我们和否认我们的时候。
Times when it might be easier, less shameful to just compromise or to give up altogether.
有的时候我们好像如果只要妥协一下或者放弃呢，就可能变得容易一些，也不那么令人感到羞耻。
There are times in life where we need courage, real courage.
但是我们在生命中，我们生活中需要勇气，需要真正的勇气。
Real courage is strength in the face of pain and difficulty and suffering.
当我们在面对着苦难的时候，面对着困难或者在受苦的时候，我们需要那种真正的勇气。
The Apostle Paul knew that this, when he wrote to Timothy, was a time where he needed a reminder for courage.
保罗知道现在这个时候是需要提醒提摩太鼓起勇气的时候。
Paul is in prison, most likely facing death, and Timothy, his young leader, is in Ephesus facing opposition and potentially far, far more.
当时保罗在监狱里，他很可能在面临着死亡，而提摩太呢，是以弗所教会的年轻的领袖，他面临的是反对和阻力，可能远远还不只是反对和阻力。
Is there a risk that he will compromise? Is there a risk that he will be ashamed?
他会冒险去妥协下吗？他会不会可能去会感到羞耻呢？
Maybe he could give in.And so Paul writes to his beloved brother to tell him, don't be ashamed, trust the God of the gospel.
他会不会放弃呢？保罗在这时候写信给他亲爱的弟兄，告诉他，不要羞愧，要信靠福音的神。
Paul in this passage will also remind us, don't be ashamed, trust the God of the gospel.
在这段的圣经当中，保罗也提醒我们，不要羞愧，要信靠。
Every single verse of this passage could be a sermon, so I'm going to preach 12. No. And yet Paul only used one sentence in verses 8 to 12.
在这段的经文的每一节都可以成为一个讲到的主题，但是呢，在保罗在这个八节到十二节这五节里面，其实在原文只是一句话。
And this is where we start. Don't be ashamed.But be ready to suffer.
现在呢，我们就从这里开始，不要以福音为耻，要准备好去为福音受苦。
Verse 8, so do not be ashamed. How about you just read it?
第八节，你不要以给我们的主做见证为耻，也不要以我这为主被囚的为耻，总要按神的能力与我为福音同受苦难。
Paul calls Timothy to courageous loyalty to Christ, but also to himself. And with this comes a willingness to suffer.
保罗要求这个提摩太对基督和对他自己要用忠诚，有那种勇敢的忠诚，这种对主的忠心能够使他愿意为主受苦。
I don't like suffering. How can he say such a thing?
他没有人喜欢受苦。他怎么能够说这样的话呢？
But Paul writes as though he can't help but get carried away by the reason, and it was written to give Timothy all the courage that he needs.
保罗似乎被一种理由所催逼着，情不自禁地写这封信，要赐给提摩太所需要的勇气。
Have a look from verse 9 and 10.
我们读九节到十节，神救了我们，以圣召召我们。不是按我们的行为，乃是按他的旨意和恩典。这恩典是万古之先，在基督耶稣里赐给我们的。但如今，借着我们救主基督耶稣的显现，才表明出来了。他已经把死废去，借着福音，将不能坏的生命彰显出来。
At the end of verse 8, Paul says, it is by the power of God.Who saved us and called us, so it is His power.
保罗在第八节的最后说，是神的大能拯救我们，呼召我们，这是神的能力。
It's a wonderful message because God wasn't looking around wondering, now, who can I find that would make a good Christian to go alongside Paul?
神并没有四处张望，琢磨着在这里找哪一个好的基督徒能够给保罗并肩同行呢？
He's not scanning Asia at this time going, I need someone good, the best. Where is the best of the best? There, Timothy, I'll choose you.
保罗也没说神也没说保罗需要个很好甚至最好最好中的基督徒。那在哪里呢提摩太在那里就找他吧。
No, if you saw verse 7 again, everything was given to Timothy just like everything is given to you and to me.
不是这样的。在第七节中神在那里给提摩太的一切也是给我们每一个人的是给你的也是给我的。
God doesn't go scanning our area, looking for the brightest, most brilliant, most beautiful, though you are all bright and brilliant, the righteously ready, and praise God he doesn't. Because if he had done that, I wouldn't have been chosen.
神不是这样的。神不是说扫描我们周围的这一区看看哪个人是最聪明最漂亮最正直的人。 感谢神，他没有这么做。如果他这样做的话，神都不会拣选我了。
No, verse 9 said, not because of anything we have done, but because of His own purpose and His own grace. It's all His initiative.
你知道啊，第九节说神救了我们，以圣召召我们，不是按我们的行为，乃是按着他的旨意和恩典。
The foundation for our salvation and so for our courage has nothing to do with what we have done.
我们得救的基础，我们的勇气跟我们这个人所做的其实没有任何的关系。
But it is His purpose, His grace, His initiative and love.
这是神的目的，是神的恩典，是神主动要赐给我们的，是出于神的爱。
Isn't that wonderful?
这个是不是太好了？
So don't be ashamed. It is His power in you.
所以不要感觉为福音感到羞耻，因为这是神在你里面的能力。
Paul then broadens the scope. Trust the God who has given this to you out of time and then revealed it in time.
啊，保罗最后呢也扩大了范围，他相信说神在创世之间赐给你这恩典，在这个时候，在现在这个时候，神也把这个恩典向你显明出来。
Paul says, this grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time, but it has now been revealed through the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who has destroyed death and has brought life and immortality.
啊，说这恩典是万古之前在基督耶稣里赐给我们的，但如今借着我们救主基督耶稣的显现才表明出来，他已经把此废去，借着福音将崩坏的生命彰显出来。
He did this for Timothy before the beginning of time, before all eternity. So if Timothy already had God's salvation before time, already had this calling then, what threat can there be?
神在创世之前，在万古之前就拣选了提摩太，他在万古之前已经得到了神的救主，他已经蒙神的呼召，那么现在有什么会对提摩太造成威胁呢？
And again, what is true for Timothy is true for you.
现在同样是对提摩太来说是真的，对你来说也是真的。
You have been saved. You have been called before all time by God's grace.
你啊，已经得到拯救，蒙神的呼召，在万古之前，神就按着他的恩典这样做了。
We often find the before time thing a bit strange, but what it's meant to do.Is to give us eternal courage.
有时候我们觉得啊，说在万古之前这样的说法呢，感觉到就奇怪。其实它的旨意就是在于要赐给我们永恒的勇气。
If it happened then, that means without a doubt, it has nothing to do with what you've done. It has nothing to do with what you will do, and it can't be a threat from anything anyone else does either.
神在万古之前究竟拣选了你？究竟呼召了你，这个在万古之前就已经发生了，那就意味着他这个救恩跟你要做的没有任何的关系，跟你将要做的也没有任何的关系，也绝不会受到任何的其他的人所做的任何事的威胁。
Having stretched it outside of time, Paul narrows it to when it is revealed in time.
啊，保罗呢，现在就缩小了范围，他啊把啊过去所做的呢，现在呢。在这个时刻给你显明出来。
So verse 10 tells us.
第十节，但如今借着我们救主基督耶稣的显现才表明出来了，他已经把死废去，借着福音将不能坏的生命彰显出来。
It has been true before time, and it was revealed in time, in the life, death, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，这个呢，这个真理是在万古之前就是就存在，只是到现在才向我们显明出来，也显明的耶稣基督的生命，他的死和复活，借着这些给我们反显明出来。
That is the brightest moment of the gospel story, isn't it?
这是福音故事当中最亮的一刻。
And what did that light shine? What happened when Christ appeared? Two things. Death was destroyed, and life immortal was brought.
当基督显现来的时候，啊，到底发生什么呢？ 给我们显示什么呢？就是有两件事，一个是死亡被摧毁，然后呢，要赐给我们永恒的生命。
Death, like a scorpion sting crushed, has lost its power.
死亡就像那个蝎子的毒钩一样，已经失去了它的力量。
And maybe this is the most powerful antidote to shame.
这是解除我们羞耻最大的力量。
Just last week, three Indonesian churches were attacked by suicide bombers after they made coordinated attacks.
你说就在上周，三个印尼的教会遭到啊多方暴徒联手自杀啊，是那个爆炸的袭击。
Imagine that, 13 people killed.
你想想啊，十三个人遇难。
How do those left return?
那些剩下的人怎么样回来呢？
And what happens when brothers and sisters are imprisoned in your village, maybe arrested like your pastor Liambo was?
啊，当弟兄姊妹在你的村庄里被监禁的时候，会是怎么样？啊，就像啊我啊被捕的时候，那怎么样
？Maybe this is the most powerful antidote, the reminder that in the gospel death is destroyed and life immortal brought. So what is the worst that can be done to us?
也许啊，这就是最强有力的解药。就提醒我们在福音中神已经把死废去给我们带来了永恒的生命还有什么更糟糕的事情呢
Paul then lists off what looks like some of his credentials in verse 11
保罗也接着、啊、列出他的一切的凭据来十一节他说我为这福音奉派做传道的做使徒做师父
What he does here is he associates himself with the gospel so that loyalty to him is loyalty to the gospel
他保罗将他自己所做的啊，给福音连在一起。他说对他的忠诚，对保罗的忠诚，那么就是对福音的忠诚。
But he's really trying to encourage Timothy, and this helps explain his suffering and gives Timothy reason to join him.
啊，他真的是尽力的来鼓励提摩太，这有助于解释他为什么受苦，并给提摩太啊提出一些给他一同受苦的理由。
Remember, don't be ashamed. Trust the God of the gospel that I preach. And then he says, that is why I am suffering as I am. All of verse 12.
他说你记住，不要敢为福音，不要以福音为耻，要信靠福音所说的神。这个保罗说，为这个缘故，十二节，我也深受这些苦难。然而我不以为耻，因为知道我所信的是谁，也深信他能保全我。所交托他的，直到那日。
Paul knows he has a reason to have courage. He knew that God was able, and he had placed his trust in Him to hold what he had. The word is deposited to him.
保罗知道他有个原因让他能够有勇气，因为他知道神是有能力的，他知道神能够保全他所交托给神的一切。那么他交托了什么呢？
What is this deposit then?
他交托了什么呢?
What is pictured here is of someone maybe going on a journey in the ancient East and they deposit, they give, or they entrust their friend with their most precious possessions. You see, there was no house insurance in that day.
这里所描述的、啊、就是个、啊、交托呢就是好像在中东的时候、啊、有人要出门旅行他就把自己最贵重的东西委托给他的朋友你知道那个时候是没有房屋保险的。
It's like when I go on holidays, I leave my chickens, my most precious possessions, with a trusted friend.
就像我呢、啊、当我出去旅游的时候呢，我就把我那最宝贵的我家里养的鸡，然后交托给的朋友。
I have four chickens.
他说他有四只鸡。
What Paul is saying here, though, is I know without a doubt that what I deposited is guarded, is kept, is safe.
保罗在这说我毫无疑问的我知道我存放的地我交啊交托的东西我存放的东西是被保护着的是安全的是稳妥的。
He's saying God is able and will keep it until the end. And what did he deposit? It was his very life.
说他说神能够保全是他所交托给神的一切直到最后的日子。那保罗交托给神的什么呢就是他自己的生命。
What then can cause shame?
那么、啊、什么会导致人、啊、感到会以福音为羞耻呢?
What form of suffering is a threat? What embarrassment, what isolation, abuse from others, family disowning, relatives mocking, loss of job or stability, friends secluding you?
是什么样的苦难，或者危险、尴尬，或者被孤立起来，或者是来自他人的伤害、家人的反目、亲戚的嘲笑、失业、失去安定感，或者朋友远离了你？
What about imprisonment like me, says Paul?
他说，像我这样被监禁又怎么样呢？
Now, as most of you know, I don't need to tell you this. Leambo, your pastor, was imprisoned for proclaiming the gospel, much like Paul.
他说，正像你们大多人知道说，你们的牧师呢，因为宣扬福音呢，就像被监禁起来，就像保罗一样。There's
shame in going to prison, isn't there, Leambo?
他说，你要去教会里去，不是讲一讲，去监狱里去啊，是会感觉到羞耻的。Only
the very bad or worse go to prison, don't they?
对。 他说，只有那些很糟糕的人、很坏的人才去监狱，是不是？
But that's what people think, isn't it?
但是啊，这是人们这么想的，是不是这样？
There is shame in breaking family traditions, cultural expectations.
啊，如果你要打破了啊家庭的传统或者这个你的社会啊文化所给你带来的期待，你就会有羞耻感。
Leanbo tells me, and I read that many have suffered in China for identifying as Christian, shamed as a result of taking on Jesus' name.
你知道，在中国呢，不少人因为宣扬自己是基督徒，承认自己是基督徒，而蒙受苦难，受到羞辱。This
can be just as true here.
啊，就在这里啊，也是真的。Paul
is reminding us not to be ashamed, because we have been given the most glorious identity, saved and called before all time, and our very lives are guarded by the one who is able to raise Jesus from the dead, and so us too.
你知道保罗提醒提摩太，就是提醒我们，不要以福音为耻。神已经赋予了我们最荣耀的身份，在万古之前就蒙到神的呼召、拯救和拣选。我们的生命受到了神的保护，神曾经叫耶稣从死里复活。那么还有什么能够让我们感到为福音感到羞耻的呢？
What is there to be ashamed of then?
那么有什么会让你感觉到为福音羞耻呢？
Brothers and sisters, take courage. Trust the God of the gospel.
弟兄姊妹，要鼓起勇气来，要相信福音中所说的神。
But like Paul and like he told Timothy, we all need to be ready to suffer.
就像保罗一样，他告诉提摩太，我们应当准备为福音受苦。
It was very important for Paul too, though, that he wanted to make sure that the true gospel was kept. This is only good news if it is the good and sound gospel passed down by the apostles.
保罗也是确保，想知道能够福音这个真正的福音会保持不变，因为只有从使徒那里传下来的这个美善纯正的福音才是好消息。So
next he says, keep and guard the gospel in verses 13 and 14.
接下来在十三、十四节里说的要保持福音，要守卫福音。说十三节，你从我听的那纯正话语的规模，要用在基督耶稣里的信心和爱心常常守着。从前所教托你的善道，你要靠着那住在我们里面的圣灵，牢牢的守着。Keep
as the pattern, he says in verse 13, and guard in verse 14. It's kind of like handing down an important family recipe from one generation to the next. It must be kept with the right pattern.
在十三节里说，那纯正话语的规模你要守着。第四节、十四节里说，从前所教托你的善道你要守护着。就像我们有的家里，他可以有一些重要的家庭的食谱，他就一代一代的传下来。
And what is the pattern? Well, firstly, he says, what you heard from me.
什么规模呢? 首先就是你从我这里所听到的那些纯正的话语。
Paul, the apostle's words, which also means the other apostle's words, which means the Bible. And we need to stress this.
保罗，使徒保罗的话，也包括其他使徒的话。 所有的这话加起来，其实都意味着圣经。我们需要强调这一点。Paul
thought it was important to remind Timothy, and we need to be reminded we are Bible Christians. We keep this pattern. We guard this pattern.
保罗啊，认为这一点很重要。我们要成为真正的相信圣经的基督徒， 要读成为读圣经的基督徒，我们需要保持这种规模，我们需要保守着这种规模。
Secondly, sound, which means healthy or life-giving.
其次呢，就是纯正啊，这意味着就是要是健康的，或者是赐给人生命的。
If the message isn't sound, then it is sick. These are the words that we have set in out in the pattern. These are the words that have been set out in the pattern.
啊，你知道，如果啊传讲的福音或者你福音的信息啊，如果传讲的信息啊不健康不纯正，这就是有病的。而这些话，圣经的话，是在这些规模中所赐给我们的话语。
No one ever wants unsound medical advice, do they? They don't want to go to a doctor and be told the wrong thing.
没有人希望啊，想要那些不健康的医疗的建议。没有人去啊，到了医生那里，听了医生给他一些错误的建议。
You end up sick.
如果那样的话，你就会得病了。
And it must be the same with our spiritual advice.
其实我们属灵的，在属灵上，我们保守我们的健康也是这样。
Because what happens if we don't keep and preserve and guard this gospel?
如果啊，我们不保守这种福音，不维护、捍卫这福音的话
，then we have no real foundation for courage. Why? Because it isn't sound. We have no foundation for our salvation or our holy calling because it isn't the gospel.
啊，我如果啊，我们不维护这个福音，不捍卫这福音，我们就没有真正勇气的基础。为什么呢？因为这个福音不纯正，我们就失去了救恩的根基。或者我们圣洁的呼召的基础，那就不是福音。
And if it isn't the gospel, then it isn't good news to us, and we can quickly become ashamed. But if we do, it is beautiful.
啊，那就不是福音啊！如果啊，福音不纯正，就不是福音。那么对我们来说，就是不是好消息。我们很快就会感到羞耻，羞耻。如果我们持守福音呢？那就是一件美事了。
And so thirdly, verse 14 said, guard the good deposit.
啊，第十四节那里说，你要保守所交托你的善道。
Good means beautiful or immensely precious. And haven't we just seen that that's what this gospel is?
啊，这个善道呢，这个善的意思呢，就意味着是美好的，或者是非常宝贵的。我们刚才传讲的福音是不是听到了？
What a wonderful gospel we have been given, that it has nothing to do with what we do, but all about the power of God.
啊，我们听到了多么美好的福音！这个福音告诉我们，不是我们所做的，而都是神所赐给我们的。
It's been entrusted to us, but we also must make sure we courageously proclaim it and support those who do.
啊，这个福音已经托付了我们。所以我们还必须确保我们能够勇敢地去传扬福音，并且支持那些这样做、那些勇敢传福音的人。
So finally, we are to be loyal to the gospel and gospel messengers.
最后呢，我们还要忠于福音，忠于福音的使者。
Paul finishes this section by telling or reminding Timothy of two examples.
保罗啊，结束这一段的时候，在结束这一段之前。告诉提摩太，提醒他有两个例子。
One of people who were ashamed of him and so desert him, and the other, one man who wasn't ashamed and so remained loyal.
这两个人呢，是一个是以保罗为羞耻，后来呢离弃保罗的人；另一个是呢不以保罗为羞耻，仍然对保罗保持忠诚的人。
Verse 15,
十五节，凡在亚细亚的人都离弃我，这是你知道的。其中有腓基路和黑摩提尼。
You can hear the pain as he names them, can't you?
当你啊，你可以听到，当保罗提到这两个人的名字的时候，都感觉到痛苦。我不知道你听到了没
？Everyone has deserted him, but even those two that he can name.
每个人在亚细亚都抛弃了他啊，他能提出两个人的名字来。
Maybe they couldn't take the shame of the one they trusted, who shared the message with them, being in prison, and so they abandoned him.
啊，也许这两个人啊，他们以前呢信赖保罗，保罗给他们分享福音，可是现在呢，保罗却坐在监狱里，他们无法承受这样的羞耻，所以呢，他们离弃了保罗。
But then he speaks of another in verses 16 and 17.
但是呢，在十六节到十七节，他提到另一个人，十六节。说愿主怜悯阿尼瑟夫一家的人， 因他屡次使我畅快，不以我的锁链为耻，反倒在罗马的时候殷勤地找我，并且找着了。愿主使他在那日得住的怜悯，他的以弗所，以弗所怎样多多地服侍我，是你明明知道的。
Onesiphorus wasn't ashamed of Paul or his message, and again you can hear it in his tone, can't you?
啊，保罗啊，阿尼瑟夫，他不以保罗或者他的福音为耻，而且你可以从他的口气中听出来，我不知道你听出来了没有。
He was loyal to him, and it meant the world to him.
你知道，他忠于保罗，他去寻找他。
What did he do?He searched for him, which means he would have had to identify with this prisoner, taken on the shame of being his friend and ally.
你知道他做什么呢？他去寻找保罗，意味着他给这个囚犯能够认同起来，并且承担、分担成为他朋友或者他的盟友的羞耻。
Sometimes we too will need to identify with one another when we are mocked or take on the shame of cultural rejection.
当我们啊被嘲笑或者承受文化拒绝的羞辱的时候，其实我们需要彼此的互相认同。
What else did he do? He searched hard and refreshed him. Whatever that meant to Paul, we don't know, but Paul and the people knew of his support and of his care.
你说他还做了什么呢？他是在罗马的时候殷勤的去寻找他，而且呢屡次呢使这个啊使保罗畅快。这个。到底这个使保罗畅快意味着什么呢？我们不知道，但是保罗和其他的人都知道阿尼瑟夫对保罗的关爱和支持。
And we should do the same. That's part of the reason we have this May Mission Month, to support and stand with our missionary brothers and sisters.
我们也应当这么做，这就是为什么我们的教会把五月份定做我们的宣教月的一个原因，来支持那些做宣教士的弟兄和姊妹。
But what seems to have stuck with Paul the most was, he was not ashamed of my chains.
啊，似乎和保罗密切相关的一件事，就是说，阿尼瑟夫不以保罗的锁链为羞耻。
Onesiphorus showed courageous loyalty. He was committed to Paul, and most importantly, the gospel.
阿尼瑟夫对保罗表现出那种勇敢的忠诚来，最重要的是他对。保罗的忠诚就是他对福音的忠诚。
Might we together be unashamedly and courageous guards and proclaimers of the gospel no matter what comes, be it embarrassment, ridicule, suffering, pain, imprisonment, or even the threat of death.
但愿我们能够团结起来，成为毫不羞耻的、不以为耻的来勇敢的传讲福音的人，无论是我们遭遇啊尴尬、嘲笑、磨难、监禁。还是面对着死亡的危险。
As Paul says elsewhere, may I not be ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for the salvation of all who believe.
正像保罗在罗马书那里说，我不以福音为耻，因为这福音本是神的大能，要拯救一切相信的人。
Let's pray.
好，我们低头祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your gospel.
天父，我们非常的感谢你的福音。
That it tells us that you have saved us, that you have called us before time in Christ Jesus, and revealed that in time through Christ Jesus.
我们感谢你，借着福音告诉我们，你在万古之前就在基督里面拣选了我们，呼召了我们，现在才借着耶稣基督的显现把它表明出来。
Thank you that death has been destroyed and life immortal has been brought, so that we can have great courage no matter what it is that comes.
啊，现在谢谢你已经把死废去，借着福音把不能朽坏的生命啊彰显出来，使我们可以有勇气。
Please help us to keep and guard your true one true gospel and proclaim it to those who need to hear it.
啊，求你来帮助我们，来守着那些用沉重的话语锁定的规模，让我们能够把福音传给那些个需要听见的人。
Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
奉耶稣的名，阿门。
谢谢。
谢谢。Thank you.